Alrighty, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Johnny's Texas Talk, a Longhorn football podcast, your home for all things burnt orange. As always, I'm your host. I'm Johnny. And tonight we'll be talking about Texas's big win over Sam Houston State. What it tells us about, you know, where we're at in terms of offensively and defensively, and really like how this is going to set us up for kind of what our team is going to be looking like heading into, of course, our bye week and then into SEC play as well. But yeah, wherever you are, put your horns up and it's time to dig in. To kind of kick things off, I think one of the things that I'd like to talk about and kind of how we led off the past couple episodes is kind of like evaluating how I feel about the quarterback position. Of course, like the scoreboard and the bat box score tell you a certain thing, but from like a viewer's perspective, it definitely feels like Arch had a little bit more confidence in terms of like how he was leading the offense on Saturday night. And I think that that's kind of pretty key. I don't necessarily know what he was working on specifically in this category, but they did end up mentioning in the broadcast that he connected with Colt McCoy this past week to kind of get some advice for, you know, leading your team and those types of things as well. And, you know, that may or may not be the pivotal piece to why there looked to be such a present, like, difference in terms of how he was leading the offense. But, you know, it definitely could have been part of one of the things that ended up creating a little bit of a shift there. And, yeah, the stat line definitely doesn't show otherwise. Texas piled up over 600 yards in terms of what our offense was putting out. And I think with Arch going for 18 of 21, I think that that's kind of, you know, one of the things that we were expecting in weeks past that I'm happy we were able to see here tonight. Well, last night as well. I also think with some of the key connection points of yesterday's game, one being what we were doing offensively with trying to get Ryan Wingo the ball as much as we did. Him having six catches for two touchdowns, I think, is definitely something that I could tell was a priority schematically. In addition to that, though, like that connection point, it seemed like both him and Arch were like actually on the same page, which is definitely pretty key as well. And although we've of course had some injuries that we've talked about in the past with our run game, it didn't seem to slow us down. You actually got to see one thing that I can definitely put in the pro category for what we did against Sam Houston State is going to be like our rushing depth. We ended up seeing three different backs yesterday, and our total running game by committee effort ended up amassing over 250 yards, which is definitely a strong contribution for sure. We were pretty efficient on third down as well, going from 4-7, going for 7 out of 11. And I think that that's going to definitely be a pretty big difference maker heading into the next couple weeks as well. One of the things that I've talked about the last couple weeks as well that is definitely still present in terms of how we're kind of going about our play-by-play operations is what we're doing or what we're costing ourselves in terms of our penalties. We end up committing 9 penalties for 60 yards, which, although is not as bad as it has been in the past couple games, is definitely not something that I feel that I would obviously like to continue. I'll say that for sure. And in addition to that, I think that although it is getting better, I do think when you're having a little bit of younger players rotating in and out, it can be something that can be a little bit choppy. I am curious, though, on how that ends up flowing through. And then on defense, like our interior and our secondary looked pretty good. But I'd be curious to see on how we end up trying to essentially get more pressure with 4 versus the like how often we're blitzing on certain coverages as well, because Heading into SEC play, well, heading into our bye week and then SEC play as well, the opponents are just going to get harder from here on out. So getting pressure with four is definitely going to be a pretty key difference maker heading into the next couple weeks. But yeah, I think Arch looked definitely like a lot more confident. It looked like he was actually like managing and rotating through and working through his progressions in the offense. And I think our defense was pretty shut down. I mean, box score can definitely show that for sure. And penalties, although it's not necessarily going to be an issue that we have that solved, it is definitely going to be something that was improved. Because in the past couple of days, we were costing ourselves lengths of the field in the penalty battle there. But yeah, I think that was going to be one of the key things that we're looking forward to. I think in terms of like this upcoming week, what I would like to really see in some of the reports coming out of practice and things along those lines is, what are the timelines looking for some of our guys that need to get healthy? In addition to that, like the guys that are actually playing for our game in 2 weeks against Florida, what are we doing to make sure that we're getting a proper rhythm in with our guys offensively? And then in addition to that, prioritizing the penalty battle, I think is going to be something that's pretty key there as well. But yeah, I think in terms of players to watch these next couple weeks, it looks like Ryan Wingo and Arch Manning have finally found their rhythm, which is definitely going to be something that we can hang our hats on. I'd be curious to see, we've seen him and Parker Livingston. I'd be curious to see who emerges as the third target out of that bunch. A lot of people see and like DeAndre Moore, but it could really be a number of guys, and these next couple weeks are going to show, what that ends up looking like for our receiving core. And yeah, that's pretty much what I got. Next week, what we're going to end up doing is actually take a whole episode just talking about the matchup against Florida. But yeah, that's pretty much what I got for y'all today. In closing, that was Sam Houston State. Thanks y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week. If you could drop me a 5-star rating, that'd be sick. And yeah, that will be kind of what we're talking about next week, but I'll see you then.